From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Copaig Town officials are looking to tax a proposed 500-acre solar facility in Caryville if the project is completed. Under the law, facilities like Hegate Energy's Shepherd's Run project are tax-exempt until the taxing jurisdiction opts out. At its September 10th meeting held remotely via Zoom, the Copaig Town Board unanimously approved a resolution making the tax exemption available under real property law and, I quote, not applicable within the boundaries of the town of Copaig with respect to any solar or wind industry system constructed subsequent to the date of the resolution, end quote. The resolution was made effective immediately. Hegate Energy, a Chicago-based energy company, has proposed the construction of a 60-megawatt solar facility, calling for the installation of 200,000 solar panels on 500 acres within a 900-acre project area located near the County Route 7 State 23 intersection. Most of the land proposed for development is currently being used for farming. Hegate is seeking approval for the facility from the State Board of Electric Generation Sitting and the Environment instead of the Town Planning and Zoning Boards. Prior to the regular meeting, a public hearing was held on revisions to portions of the town code that concerns solar energy facilities. Action on the proposed measure was tabled until the October 8th town board meeting. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. K-12 schools will continue to supply 2 free meals a day to students through December 31st, regardless of income level or residency, or until funds run out, according to a policy reversal from the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced in early September. The federal agency was responding to pressure from Congress and anti-hunger advocates arguing for breakfast and lunch to be offered free of charge through the end of the school year. Since March, schools have been offering free meals to any child or teenager when buildings were closed down to slow the spread of COVID-19. The Department of Agriculture first said schools should return to the normal restrictions in the fall by only providing subsidized meals to students who lived in the district and met an income threshold. Read the full story in the Times Union. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials in Columbia County are discussing an agreement with towns countywide to host sites for Narcan training. Following a spike in overdoses, the County Department of Health, working with Twin County Recovery Services and Greener Pathways, currently sets up a mobile Narcan station in the area where the overdoses occurred to dispense Narcan kits and to teach people how to properly use them. Under an agreement between the Department of Health and the municipalities, these Narcan stations are now set up at firehouses and town halls. Columbia County Health Department Director Jack Mabb said the program has been successful. Participants are trained and walk away with a Narcan kit, knowing what an overdose looks like and how to handle it. Greener Pathways has between 4 and 6 mobile training events a month. Some are planned events and some set up in response to a spike in overdoses. Columbia County has had 3 spike alerts since August 1st, according to Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn. Columbia County saw a 46.1% increase in deaths attributable to an opioid pain reliever from 2016 to 2017, according to the State Health Department's 2019 County Opioid Quarterly Report. The county ranked 12th in New York State for opioid emergency department visits, with 51 in 2017. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.